Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sorry for the delay. Computer errors. All right, good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey family. Welcome, Love Journey family. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Wow, I tell you, this is interesting when you have technical difficulties. All right, but we're going to just keep it moving, knowing that God is all there is, knowing that there is nothing bigger than our God. We're going to turn within, recognizing that there is only one presence in one space, one power. Wait, let me say that again. We're going to tune within and recognize that there is only one power in this whole universe, and that is God, the good, omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. All right, I'm going to start us off with a little song so I can, I'm going to start off with this song, Home.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's quiet and serenity, and that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience now, a journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where love overflows. I wish I was home. I wish I was that place with the things I've been knowing. When that makes the stars rise, bend into me.
Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey, Inc. This is about to tune in to the powerful presence. That was Stephanie Mills and Holmes. And home, not Holmes, home. All right, we're gonna tune in and turn into that. One power, one presence, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. Let's get ready and breathe as we become still and know that I am God. Become. Be still and know that I am God. As we take in a deep breath, breathing in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight, breathing in to the heart and releasing out of the mouth. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe, family. I want you to breathe this morning. Take in a deep breath. Breathe. And release. I want you to take in another deep breath. Breathe it in through the nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight. Breathe into the heart. And release through the mouth. Let's breathe again, family. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe again. Last time. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God. Holy Spirit. I ask you to come. Divine, infinite wisdom. Come, Holy Spirit. Infinite and holy Spirit, I ask you to come in this call on this day. Come, Holy Spirit. As I invoke and invite the presence of the Holy Spirit into this call in this right now moment, come, God, come. Knowing that there is only one power and one presence. Come, Holy Spirit, as I come as the beloved I am presence, I ask that every word of my mouth, every meditation of my heart, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. That you remove every human created thought, every human created ego. I ask you to remove all of myself in this right now moment. I ask you to remove all of my human created ego. As I come, I ask you to allow me to speak as the presence of the God, Goddess I am, God. I ask that these words will be your words and that every word that I pray from my heart will be your words, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come in this right now. All right. Let's go.
Oh, in the mighty name, nature, and consciousness of Christ right now, God. Oh, I'm calling for a blessing today, God. I'm asking for a blessing upon this call right now. Thanking you, Holy Spirit. Thanking you for this opportunity to come together in this collective consciousness in one mind, one spirit, one love, God. I'm asking you to come and allow the presence of your energetic expression to be in this call right now, God, that every word that I speak will be your word. Every thought that I keep will be your thoughts, God, that I will possess the spirit of my higher mind self as I call forth and invoke the presence of my higher mind God presence. As I invoke the beloved I am presence in this call right now, God, I ask you to come and remove every human created thought, every human created ego, Holy Spirit, that I may speak from a pure place of my heart. I'm asking you to give us a clean heart today, God, and renew the right spirit in us. I'm asking you to come right now, God. Come in the name, nature, and consciousness of you right now, God, and bless this call. Let us be so blessed today, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed today, God. I'm calling forth a blessing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice today, God. I'm asking for a blessing that you will rain down upon us today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to our hearts. I'm asking for those who are under the sound of my voice to be so blessed today, God, that they knew that only you could have been in the presence of each and every person, God. I'm asking for those blessings that will wow them today, God. I'm asking for an Ephesians 3:20 type of blessing, God, more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine. In Ephesians 3:20, kind of day. I'm asking you to send your angels out on assignment, God, to make this day filled with ease, elegance, grace, joy, happiness, and success. I'm asking you to come, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless and anoint each and every one of us, God. As I ask for a fresh anointing, for a fresh revelation, new wineskin, fresh oil, God, come, Holy Spirit. In the name, nature, and consciousness of the Christ presence in each and every one of us, go, God, do your stuff. Do your stuff on this Two Turned Up Tuesday. Thank you, God. Whew, thank you, God. Amen. And so it is. And so it is. Good morning, family. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the land, the soil. Good morning to all the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning, universe. Good morning, universe. Good morning to our most beneficent, angelic family. Our angels who we are inviting and invoking into the presence of this call in this right now moment. I give thanks for my angels. I give thanks for those angels. Who are always on assignment for us. As we invite and invoke the presence of the angels this morning, I give thanks. I give thanks for them watching over us. Come, angels, into this call. Good morning. Good morning to our most beneficent archangels. To all the archangels this morning, I give thanks for your presence as we invite and invoke you into this call. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters. as we invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters. Good morning, as we invite and invoke our ancestors into the call today. As we pay homage to those who have walked this journey before us, good morning, ancestors. Good morning to the known and unknown ancestors. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. I appreciate you in so many ways, Mom. Thank you, Mom. As we invite you into this call this morning, as we invoke your presence into this call, we give thanks for all the known and unknown ancestors that left a legacy called each and every one of us. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the work that you've done. In this right now moment, we give thanks as we honor you. Come, ancestors. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters. My kings and my queens, good morning to the gods and goddesses. I send love out to you this morning. This is the Love Journey Incorporated. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, excited about God's love. Reminding you that in this loving energy of God's love, we are reminded that we are one. And there is no separation in spirit. And as we move into a space that we call our love chambers, I want to remind you that love is an inside job. And as we move into that loving energy, remembering what it felt like to be love and to give love and to be in that illuminated space. Yes, this is the time where we focus in on love. You see, I want you to reminisce on that time. I want you to remember when love illuminated, saturated, and permeated from every cell in your body. And for all our new callers, this is called our love chamber. This is called a love soak. This is where we learn to honor, love, and appreciate ourselves. This is where I teach you how to try the blue magic face. This is where we learn to love ourselves. This is where we begin to honor the presence and the gift that we are to the planet. You see, in learning to love oneself, we learn to discover the powerful presence, the gift that we are to the planet. You see, when you learn to fill every space in your body with love, you learn that the universe will show up so different in your space. People will treat you different. Life will treat you different. You, every cell in your body will come into agreement, and everyone will stand to attention in your energetic expression of love, loving you. So in this right now moment, I want you to move into that space of love. And the reason why we reminisce and remember a time is because I want you to remember that feeling, because it's the feeling that get the blessing. See, it's the feeling energy that we manifest from. So I want you to get into the feeling of love, because there's something about love that helps us. I want you to get into that feeling and remember what it felt like to be love. And to give love when your heart was illuminated and your mind
was permeating it. Every cell was saturated. And all you can do was pulsate from that energy of love. Oh, yes, love called your name. Love called your name, love called your name. And I want you to remember that feeling, not just the thought, but to bring that feeling into this right now moment. It could have been for any reason, any powerful reason, any reason in your mind. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you loved. It could have been a powerful remembrance, and I want you to remember that feeling. Could have been a heart expanding birth of a newborn baby. Ooh, how heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby? Wow. Send chills through your spine to remember that. Or maybe it could have been a full moon lit night. Ooh. Standing by a vast body of water. Holding hands with the one you love. Wow. Standing in the glow. In the moon's love. Basking in the glow of the moon's love. Knowing you are love. Or maybe it was a rising of the sun, you know, as the sun rise to greet you. And you felt the warmth of the kiss on your of the sun on your face, and you knew as you stood in the majesticness of the sun's energy, you knew you were loved. Man, the universe, I tell you, it is nothing like watching a masterful art of the majestic energy of the sunrise. Or maybe it was the golden time of the day. You know, Frankie calls it the golden time of day. You know that time of the day when the earth takes on a golden glow and the moon is up on the sun and releases itself. Yes, the sun is releasing itself from the earth, and you see all these majestic, powerful colors permeating it. From the sun is purples and yellows and golds and reds, and the earth takes on this beautiful, beautiful presence. So I tell you, it's nothing like that golden time of the day. Whatever had you so lit up and turned on, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment, and I want you to feel what it felt like to be loved. Oh, I want you to feel the presence of love as you drink from the liquid cup of love, saturating every cell in your body. As you release the thought of anyone else in this right now moment, I want you to remember that feeling and take that feeling and pour that feeling of love upon you in this right now moment. I want you to love you. Loving you. Loving you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you right now. I want you to love every part of you just because you are. Just because you are a unique expression of the Most High. Just because you are an individualized expression of the Most High God. I want you to love you today. You see, because love is an inside job. And you are the first representation of love. And I want you to give yourself permission to love you right now. I want you to take your right hand over your heart, pull your mirrors out, look yourself in the eye, and say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. And as you look in your eyes, I want you to say, thank you.
you. Thank you for the opportunity to love you, today. And I want you to say these words. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family, let's do it. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, family. And I want you to realize, know it, and feel it, and say it with every ounce of passion. I deserve love. I deserve love. And I want you to say three times, I am love, I am love, I am love. With me, family, let's do it. I am love. I am love. I am love. Are you looking in your eyes? And I want you to say, I am divine love. In expression, three times with me. Come on, family. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. I am divine love in expression. And I want you to continue to look in your eyes, and I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Oh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, and you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits, and I want you to put your name on it. I want you to say it this time with your name. I want to know your name. What's your name, baby? What's your name? Let's do it, family. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Janine. I waited all night long. Ooh, just to say good morning to you. And you, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. Ooh, Janine, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, Janine, your greatness waits. Ooh, yes, yes, yes. I just love it. I feel so juicy, yummy, and delicious when I say it. Come on, y'all. Let's say our name and say I love you. I really, really love you. Let's do it together, family. Together. Janine, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it again. Janine, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I really, 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 I really love me some you. And last time, Janine and Ingram. Ooh. I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I want you to marinate in that love. And I want you to know in this right now moment, you are the first representation of love in your life. Love is an inside job. Love begins with me. You see? It's love. And that's what life is all about, returning to that love, unconditional love. Love. Family. And I just want you to know you are love. Nobody can do what you've been called to do. You are a unique and a unique. Yes, you are unique. You are unique, a unique individualized expression of the Most High. Are you feeling love today? Welcome to your experience. I'm going to turn it over to our beautiful Zakiya so we can sing. Teach me how to love.
Good morning, God.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm feeling yummy and delicious this morning.
We've got some feedback going on here.
Giving thanks and praise to the one
that is
God,
that
is
good,
God
omnipotent.
The good omnipotent. And Lady Love, thank you,
Lady
for,
love,
that
thank you for that
beautiful,
amazing love.
Morning, we can just fall
more and
more
in love
with
ourselves.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, God.
Good morning to
you, our beautiful Love Journey family. We welcome you to another opportunity to sing.
So I can love you so much. So you can just keep on loving me. All right, family, so we're going to stay in that wonderful, amazing love vibration. Let us unmute your phone, and on the count of three, let's sing it to the glory of God.
One, two, three.
I love myself so much. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much, and you can love me so much.
Hello, can you guys hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Yes. You are heard.
Okay. I guess her phone got dropped off, huh?
Oh, okay, possibly.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you. You all did a fabulous job today singing I Love Myself So Much. That was a beautiful rendition. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you for being a part of the call this morning. Thank you for all that you all do to make this a better space. Whew. Well, this morning I wanted us to talk about the 10 Steps to Success by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I was getting ready to play his 10 Steps, and all of a sudden my computer went out because I think his cord keep falling out. So I don't know, it's been really an interesting morning, but I just keep on going knowing that God is all there is. And I want to remind you today that our soul is constantly desiring to expand. In these 10 Steps to Success by Dr. Wayne Dyer, it reminds us of the importance of realizing our space in this universe. Realizing that in all that we do to represent the higher presence of ourselves. And that our soul is constantly thriving and desiring for more of the divine. I thought it was really interesting yesterday, the way Mastin Kemp put it. He said a really interesting thing. He said that even it was him and all the bad relationships or relationships that were not for him, all that was him desiring more of the divine. And I thought that was an interesting way to put it. A process in our life where we're desiring more of the divine. The drug addiction, all the sexing and drugs and alcohol and all the things we do, it's not quite for our highest good is us really yearning for more of the divine in our life. I thought that was an interesting way to look at it. And I said to myself, wow, our soul is really calling us to a greater version of ourselves all the time. And so as we listen to Dr. Wayne Dyer this morning, I want us to really think about, what is our soul really trying to say to us? What is it that our soul wants us to know? It's that still small voice in us that is always calling us higher, always asking to be stretched, always asking us for more. And so in this call today, I want you to really think about what Dr. Wayne Dyer is saying. It's only about maybe 15 minutes, but it's a really good conversation and really the conversation I want us to think about. And you might even want to take some notes. This is Dr. Wayne Dyer, 10 Steps.
American self-help author and motivational speaker. His first book, The Erroneous Zone, is one of the best-selling books of all time with over 35 million copies sold worldwide. He spent most of his early life up until the age of 10 in an orphanage on the east side of Detroit after his father walked out on his family. He's Wayne Dyer, and here are his top 10 rules for success.
You can't give away.
What you don't have.
What you don't have.
Now, it sounds ridiculous, okay?
Now, it sounds ridiculous,
but it's
okay.
More
but
than
it's
what
more
meets
than
the ear as you hear
this.
You can't give away what you don't have.
People who are not good
at giving away love
can't give away love
because
they don't have it to give away.
If I want to give you a dozen oranges,
I can't give you those dozen oranges
unless
I go out
and pick up 12 oranges someplace.
Otherwise, all it is just empty rhetoric.
And the same thing is true of virtually everything in your
life.
You can't give away love for others if you don't have love in here to give away.
If what you have in here is contempt,
if what you have in here is anger,
if
what you have in here is fear, then these are the things you're going to be giving away in your life.
The second thing that the ego teaches us is that who I am is not only what I have, but who I am is what I do, what I accomplish. And so we spend a big hunk of our lives believing that the way that we become, quote, successful, happy, fulfilled, self-actualized, whatever it might be, is on the basis of what I accomplish,
what my resume looks like,
how many promotions I get.
And so
we send our children off to school,
and we ask them to
learn
to
identify themselves on how much they get
and what they accomplish.
Your grades become more important
than
what it is that you are studying.
What
you own, what clothes you wear, what labels you have, and so on. And we become obsessed with this kind of absurdity.
And
this is the false self at work.
There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives.
But
basically, it all begins with how we choose to think. As you think, so shall you be. Seven little words that I think are perhaps the most important things that we can learn and master in our lives. This old proverb notion that I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about
is what expands,
you start getting real careful about what you think
about.
You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want,
or that
you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
Have a mind that is open to everything
and attached to nothing.
One of the central principles of my life is that no one knows enough
to be a pessimist.
About anything.
And
that each and every one of us,
when we close our mind
to what is possible for us
or what is possible for humanity,
closes off
the
genius
that
resides and lives in each and every one of us.
Having an open mind doesn't necessarily mean finding fault with all of the things that you've been taught by others. It means opening yourself up to the potentiality and the possibility that anything and everything is possible. So having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing really means finding within ourselves the ability to get rid of a trait that I find so common in contemporary, in the contemporary world. Do you know that most people that I meet spend their lives looking for occasions to be offended? They actually are out there hoping that they can find some reason to be offended. And there's no shortage of reasons. They're out there everywhere. The way this person dressed, the what this person said, they turn on their TV, they hear the news, they're offended by this. Someone didn't, someone used language that they didn't like, someone doesn't share the same customs that you, and people all day long, in fact, if you keep track tomorrow, you will find probably 100 reasons that you can go around being offended. But a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing is a mind that says, I'm never looking for anything to be offended by. And that whatever anybody else out there has to say, my response to that is, that's an interesting point of view. I've never considered that before.
When you change
the way you look at things,
the things you look at change. Albert Einstein once observed that you have the most fundamental and major decision that you have to make in your life is this. Do I live in a friendly or a hostile universe? Which is it? Is it a universe that is filled with hostility and anger and people wanting to hate each other and people wanting to kill each other? Is that what you see? Because when you see the world that way, that's exactly what you will create for yourself in your life. This is from great scientific minds. And the interesting thing is that this is not just a clever play on words, that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's actually a very scientific thing, and I'm going to show you that in just a moment. I'd like you to imagine the following scene. You're in your house. You've got your car keys in your hand. The lights go out. Power failure. You can't see a thing. You stumble around in your living room and you drop your keys. And you look around for a moment and you realize that you're never going to find them in the dark. But you look outside and you notice that the street lights are on. So in your mind, a light bulb goes off. I'm not going to sit around here in the dark and grope around looking for my keys when there's a light on outside. I'm going to go out here under the street light and I'm going to look for my keys. Why are you laughing? This makes a lot of sense. So you're out here and you're groping around and you're looking for your keys and you're looking and looking and your neighbor comes along and says, what happened, Wayne? Well, I dropped my keys. Oh, I'll help you look for them. And the two of us are now down here looking for our keys. And looking, finally he says to me, excuse me, but where did you drop your keys? Well, I dropped them in the house. He said, you mean to tell me that you dropped your keys in the house and you're looking for them out here in the street? Light doesn't make any sense. And I said, well, it doesn't make any sense to grope around in the dark when there's light out here. Now you laugh and you think how silly that is, but isn't that exactly what we do when we have a problem, a difficulty, a struggle that is located inside and we're looking for the solution outside? Someplace outside of ourselves.
It would be like going to the doctor and telling him all of your symptoms. And the doctor says, oh boy, you've got a lot of symptoms.
And he starts writing out prescriptions. You need a prescription for this symptom. You need a prescription for that symptom. And finally, he gets this four or five, and you go to walk out, and you say, well, I'd like my prescriptions. He says, no. I'll give this one to your mother-in-law, and I'll give this one to your neighbor, and I'll give this one to your daughter, and I'll give this one to your father. I mean, you're the one with the struggles and with the difficulties, and giving, expecting somebody else to change or something outside of you
to get better in order for you to make your life work at this level that I'm calling intention is something you have to really take a hard look at. It's in here.
I used to say that before I had children, I had eight theories about how to raise children. And now I have eight children. And no theories. But one of the things I know about children
is that
no one likes being told what to do. And this isn't just children, this is all of us. One of my favorite songs is a song from when I was back in high school. Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above. Boy, you know it. Don't fence me in.
Don't
restrict me.
Don't put
boundaries on me. Don't tell me what I can do and what I can't do. Don't tell me how to be there. Don't tell me what to wear.
What
to think.
Don't tell me
how to do yoga.
Don't tell me.
I don't want to be told.
This is the soul speaking.
Always.
The soul.
The soul is constantly having a desire to expand and grow. And anything or anyone that comes into your life that attempts to do that, you will find yourself fighting it and reaching back.
There are no justified resentments. And this is a very difficult principle for many people to get, but one that I believe very strongly
in.
I was in a group one time of
drug addicts
and alcoholics. And I was one of the people that was a sponsor and leading this group.
And
the sign on the wall
said,
there are no justified resentments in this group. And what I said to that group that night was, no matter what anybody says to you here, no matter what kind of anger comes directed towards you, no matter how much hate you may encounter showing up in your life, there are no justified resentments. Meaning that if you carry around resentment inside of you about anything or about anyone, and I'm talking about the person that you lent money to and hasn't paid you back, I'm talking about the person in your life that you feel was abusive in your life. I'm talking about the person who walked out on you and left you for somebody else. I'm talking about all of the things that you have justified in your heart and in your life that you have the right to be resentful about. And I'm suggesting to you that those resentments will always end up harming you and creating in you a sense of despair. I've often said that no one ever dies from a snake bite.
No one ever dies from a snake bite.
The snake bite will never kill you.
The snake
you cannot be unbitten.
You.
Once you're bitten,
unbitten.
You're bitten.
Once you're bitten,
but it's
you're
the venom
bitten.
That continues to pour through your system after the bite that will end up destroying you.
That will end up
in my mind,
you.
As I think about this
in
idea
mind,
of getting what you really want
what
and being
really
able
want,
to attract it into your
and
life,
being able to attract it into your life,
what we have to look at is basically the obstacles
that we have
conditioned ourselves. And you notice I say that we have conditioned ourselves because I've never believed that we need to be putting the responsibility on someone else. If you're conditioned, it's because you have allowed yourself to become that. And if we are conditioned, if we've conditioned ourselves to believe certain kinds of things, and one of the things that we kind of believe and hang on to
and
live with is this whole idea that all of the things that happened to me in my past are what are keeping me from doing what I'd like to do today. So we hang on to these things and we fill ourselves with blame. You say, I'm the middle child. I'm the youngest child. I'm the oldest child. I'm an only child. Any one of those is a great excuse.
Any one of those.
You know, if you're the youngest child, you can say, well, you know, how could I be making decisions for myself and be a fully functioning person today when I always had somebody else telling me what to do my whole life? How could I think for myself? If you're the oldest child, you can simply say to yourself, how could I be expected to think for myself? I always had to think for somebody else. I was always doing it for somebody else. And that leaves the middle child.
And that
the classic identity crisis.
You know, the classic identity crisis.
My mother didn't even know my name.
My mother didn't even know my name.
She's always calling me by this one's name or that one's name.
Calling me by this one's name or that
one's
name.
So I don't know where I fit in.
So
that takes care of everybody except the only child.
So that takes care of everybody except the only
child.
And of course the only child.
Well.
Well.
Your parents looked at you and said, we won't be doing that again.
We won't be doing that again.
You have to live with that. I don't. Huh?
You have to live with that.
So everybody, with their birth order, or with their mother liked their sister better, or that we had enough, or we didn't have enough, or we had too much, or we lived in the north, we lived in the south. I'm too tall. I'm too short. I've got too much hair. I don't have enough hair. It's falling out. It's not falling out. Whatever it is, we all have these excuses. And I call all of these things that we hang on to and use to keep ourselves from reaching these higher places in our lives,
the wake.
I call it the wake.
And the wake
is comes from a story that I heard Alan Watts tell one time. It's a very powerful story. He said, your life is like a boat.
He said, your life is like a boat.
And it's heading up the river at, say, 40 knots. And as it's going, you are somehow able to metaphorically stand on the stern, the back of the boat, and look down into the water. Now there goes your life in this direction, and you're standing here and you're looking down into the water, and you ask yourself these three questions. The first question, what is the wake? What is it? What is this thing that you see? And the answer, the wake
is the trail
that is left behind.
That is left behind.
That's what it is. Nothing more. Nothing left.
Nothing more,
it's the trail that is
left
behind.
It's the trail that is left behind.
Second question to ask yourself in this little metaphor.
To ask yourself in this little
what's driving the boat?
What's driving
what's making this thing go in this direction?
What's making this thing go in this
the
direction?
Answer?
The answer?
The present moment energy.
The present moment energy.
That's being generated.
That's being generated.
By the engine. And nothing more. That's the only thing that's making the boat go in this direction. And in this little scene,
and in
this means
scene,
it's the present moment thought
that I have
and how I am using them that is making my life go in this direction. And nothing more. Because the third question is the most important and powerful question.
And
ever since I heard it, I've always thought about this whenever I have a tendency to look back here and blame
something.
Is it possible
for the wake
to drive the boat?
To drive the boat.
That is, can a trail
that is
left behind make a boat go in this direction?
And
of course, the answer to that is.
And of course, the
no,
answer to that is.
It can't. It's no, just a trail that is left behind.
It's just a trail.
And in that trail, there are an
trail,
enormous number of things,
and
every one of us has a weight.
And every one of us.
And we have a whole lot of stuff in it.
And
one of the problems that we have.
Is that we have a tendency
to look at the wake. And all of the stuff that's in it to explain why it is my life isn't working the way I would like it to work.
So this was something that Portia Nelson, who I knew, who passed away a few years back, 10 years back now. She lived up in Seattle. And she had, she was at a seminar, and they were asked to write the autobiography of their life in five verses, five chapters. And they gave them only like cards this size. Actually, they were smaller than this. They were 3x5 cards. So write out chapter one of your life and just go to where you are today.
And
I remember doing this very same thing, but what she wrote was so brilliant that I asked her daughter if we could put it on public television, which I did on the most recent show, and we made a contribution to Portia's work. So this is what she wrote down in the chapter 5 of her life. Chapter 1
of her life.
She said, I walked down the street.
She said, I walked down the street.
There's a deep hole in the sidewalk.
There's a deep hole in the sidewalk.
I fall in.
I fall in.
I'm lost.
I'm lost.
I'm helpless. It isn't my fault.
It isn't my fault.
And it takes forever to find a way out.
And it takes forever to find a way out.
Chapter 2 of my life. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk.
There's a deep hole in the
sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it.
I pretend I don't see it.
I fall in again.
I fall in again.
I can't believe I'm in the same place.
I can't believe I'm in the same
place. It isn't my fault. It still takes a long time for me to get out.
It still takes a long time for me to get out.
Chapter 3 of my life.
Chapter 3 of
I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. But my eyes are open. I know where I am. And it is my own fault. And I get out immediately.
And I get out immediately.
Chapter 4 of my life.
Chapter 4.
I walk down the same street.
I walk down the same
There's
street.
A deep hole in the sidewalk.
There's a deep hole in the sidewalk.
I walk around it.
I walk around it.
Chapter 5 of my life.
Chapter 5 of my life.
Finally, I walk down another street.
I walk down another street.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
The next principle I call Don't Die With Your Music Still In You.
Don't die with your music still in you.
And who better to quote than Thoreau right here in Concord when he talks about some of us hear a different drummer.
And
we must march to the music that
we
hear.
But all of you,
everybody watching, everybody here in this beautiful parish, all of you have some music playing. And all of you have a heroic mission.
And all of you have a heroic mission.
There's no accidents in this universe.
There's no accidents.
We all show up here.
We all show up here.
With a purpose.
There's
an intelligence that is a part of everything and everyone. And all of us are connected to it.
And all of us are connected to it.
And too many of us
are
afraid to listen to that music and march to it.
You out there.
I know you have a book you wanted to write. I know there's a composition you wanted to compose. I know there's a song you want to sing someplace.
Maybe
you want to raise horses out in Montana.
Or
maybe you want to open up an ice cream shop on Cape Cod. Who knows what it may be?
Maybe
you just want to travel and see the world.
Maybe
you want to go
into
a relationship with someone but you've been afraid to, but your heart says it's the right thing to do. All of us feel something.
All of us feel something.
And in Leo Tolstoy's famous novel,
The Death of Ivan Illich,
he asks this question
that
would be terrifying to me. He says, as he has his accountant from Moscow lying on his deathbed, contemplating the horror of this question,
what if my whole life
has been wrong?
Has been wrong.
I've known what my music is.
What my music is.
It's playing right now.
It's playing right now.
As I stand here in front of you with these cameras and in this place,
as
I sit down and write my book
and
tell the world what I know are my truths,
I feel always completely
on purpose and fulfilled.
And
no time will I ever come to the end of my life and say, what if my whole life has been wrong? Whoever you are, whatever that music
whoever
is, however distant it may
is,
sound,
however strange,
however weird others may interpret it to be,
don't
get to the end of your life.
Don't get to the end of your life.
And know that you're going to leave.
And know that you're going to leave.
And not have it played yet.
And not have it played yet.
Don't die with your music still in you.
Don't die with your
Thank you so much for watching. I made this video because Jason Han, video man Jason Han, asked me to. So if there's a
All right, all right. That was Dr. Wayne Dyer, 10 Steps to Success. Don't let your life come to the end of the road and you ask yourself, have I done it all wrong? Don't let your music die inside of you. That was powerful. I'm going to bring in Linda. Linda, let me see if she's on the line today. All right. Do we have any questions, comments, or concerns? Anybody have any thoughts about coming to the end of the road and not having played your song? I thought that was just so. Don't let the music die inside of you.
Good morning, baby love.
Good morning, baby love.
Good morning, beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Thank you, Wayne, guys.
Wayne, guys.
So amazing.
That message.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that quote is something that I had in the first part of my upcoming book. And when I first heard it, I was listening to Dr. Miles Monroe here in Baltimore. And I actually thought it was his quote, but I found out later that it didn't originate from him. But, you know, when you think about our lives, I think about my life, so many things that he said, you know, let me travel the world, I raise my hand, you know, if you have a book in you, I raise my hand, you know, so many things that he brought to you, desire to you, and for whatever reason, don't allow yourself to fear, not feeling good enough, whatever it is, I'm at a place in my life right now. I'm saying, God, don't let me die with my music still within me.
Believe. I thought that was so interesting. I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm not this. I thought, wow, what a powerful thought process.
Absolutely, absolutely it is. And we knock ourselves down, you know, we don't build ourselves up. I don't know what that is, that part of us that is so comfortable with tearing ourselves down rather than building ourselves up. And we, you know, we do it all the time within ourselves. You know, we do it in our relationships. You know, and I don't, you know, how do we create a world of love? You know, like one of the things that he said is, you know, are we looking at a world? Do we have a friendly universe that we live in? Or do we have a, you know, a universe that's always out to get us? Well, whatever your perception is, that's what it's going to be. And I choose to see a friendly universe. I don't care what it shows up on the TV screen, I don't care what people are saying. I know I live in a friendly universe, and so that is what I desire to create in my world. And, you know, the power of the tongue. You know, the tongue is a powerful, powerful instrument, so it's either going to be used for you or against you. So, you know, I'm learning and growing that, Janine, to speak highly of myself, to see myself, 4 feet 11, yes, 160 pounds, and so what is beautiful, I am that, and we're all that, and we're all so amazing, and we have so much more amazingness in us, and it's time for us to speak it as if it already were, you know. So yes, thank you. Yes. Keep on seeing ourselves as amazing and awesome and beautiful and fantastic and so much, so much more.
Yes. Thank you so much, Zakiya.
Thank you, beautiful. Thank you, God bless.
Well, that was Wayne Dyer giving us those 10 steps to success. And I thought those were some really good points he brought out, some really powerful stuff for us to think about today. Some really powerful points for us to think about. Are we allowing ourselves to be conditioned, or are we being conditioned by others? Just to think about that. And when we allow ourselves to be conditioned, that means we're not thinking our own thoughts. We're not having our own processes in our own mind. And that's what I really loved about this conversation too. Stop telling ourselves those lies that's not true about ourselves. Dr. Wayne Dyer say you can't give what you don't have, which is the most truest statement. If you don't have love, how you gonna give love? Why are we always looking outside ourselves for the answers? And I thought that was really, really, really some things that we need to think about. Even though we hear it all the time, even though you may even hear it on the line all the time, but do we really stop and think about what is the thoughts that I'm thinking? I was talking to my girlfriend and she was having a conversation about something she felt like the guy in her life was doing. I said, you don't have any facts. Then shift your thoughts and only think the thoughts of God. When my mind tried to race and tell me some stuff that it's out of the box about my relationship, I just said I desire to only think the thoughts of God in this right now moment. And I begin to pray over my own thoughts. Because the truth is, whatever's happening in the dark will come to the light. But a lot of times, it's just our own perception and our own thoughts. People not doing what we think they're doing. Because we've grown to not trust in our relationship, so then we not trust anything and anybody. But that's our stuff. And then we place our blames and our trust issues on other people. Today, I want us to really get these thoughts into an order, a process that can transcend what we've been thinking and believing. I want us to come out that comfort zone of those crazy non-helping thoughts. You know, those thoughts do not serve a higher good in our life. Those thoughts don't help us make better relationships. I remember one night I had the worst dream, and I started bringing up all kind of understanding what was going on, why we was arguing, and it was all because of my energy from my dream that he didn't have absolutely nothing to do with. It was just my dream. I didn't have no reason to believe in a dream. He didn't give me any signs or characteristics that was going on. So I just want us to really think about our internal conversation. What are we saying to ourselves? Too big. I'm too fat. I'm too this. I'm too this and not enough of that. If I was this, I could make more money. Whatever we tell ourselves, those are things that we really need to sit with ourselves and ask ourselves. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? All right. Well, it's 7:11, and I guess Linda must have hung up. I'm just looking at her text. I didn't know that you all were having feedback on the line. I didn't hear it. So maybe it wasn't a good, it wasn't clear. I don't know, maybe it wasn't a clear, he wasn't coming through so clear, but I hope you got to hear a good portion of it. If it was feedback, I didn't hear it, so I apologize to you guys. Good morning. Yeah, I didn't really know. I just read her text that it was feedback in the line. So I didn't really know. But anyway, I hope that you got to hear, you know, most of it to really get take away.
Yeah, it's feedback in the line, and I think the message is, but we still hear him.
It just was like echoing. So you got to hear it twice. So it probably was So was it annoying? Was it a very annoying call?
Well, you know, it's like I can even hear myself now, so it is a little bit, but the thing that I'm trying to concentrate on is what I'm saying. I'm not going to allow feedback to stop me from hearing the message, so don't worry about it. It's all good, baby. It's all good.
Okay, well, I just wanted to... I noticed that a lot of people hung up, so that's why I was like, well, maybe it was a lot of feedback. So I was just wondering, was it hard to hear? But I tell you, it was a really powerful message for me, and maybe, and, you know, it, I was having a lot of technical difficulties this morning, so maybe it had something to do. The blog top kept falling off, and, you know, it just was a lot, so maybe it had something to do with the technological difficulties that I was having this morning, but I hope that you did get a good process out of it. All right, but we're going to keep the train moving. If anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns, let's talk about it. If not, we're going to keep the train moving, and I want to say thank you, Zakiya. Thank you for all of you all that are tuned in this morning. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio family. Thank you, teleconference line. And just so I can make sure if anybody else wants to say something, the line, you can just star 6, and if you're on Blog Talk, you just hit the 1. And sometimes I forget to say that to my Blog Talk family. I have to get used to reminding myself to remind you, if you want to come in on Blog Talk Radio, just hit the number 1, and that will let me know that you have questions or that you may have a comment or a concern that you might want to share with the family today. So if that's true, you know, again, don't forget to hit the 1. All right. Wow.
May I just say one more thing? I know I'm not hogging. I'm hogging up the phone.
Girl, no, just say what you got to say, honey. Do it.
No, I just first of all, I just wanted to say if I would definitely like to hear it again. So if you desire that you would want to play that one again, that would just be a blessing, because I just don't think you can hear that message enough, and it's because it's so powerful. And then we also have to know, Janine, that we are in Mercury retrograde, and a lot of stuff is happening planetarily, and it does affect a lot of our electronic stuff and relationships. A lot of people going through stuff right now in relationships, and I just want to encourage the family that, you know, if you're experiencing anything, you know, we always, first of all, have to look within ourselves, and I think that's the first thing that Dr. Dyer shared with us is, you know, there's nothing outside of ourselves. I love the example that he gave about the keys in the dark and going outside looking in the light. Oh, my God. How amazing is that, that we do that so often? And when he was saying that, I was like, oh, my God, he's talking about me. Looking outside, you know, putting the blame out there somewhere. And I just need to have that introspection. I need to be looking at myself. And if there's anything outside or I feel like there's anything that's, you know, in my world, then I have to look inside myself to see where I am expressing that inside of myself. before I can even think about pointing a finger out there at anybody. So we all come into each other's lives for a purpose. And, you know, I just keep saying all the time, everyone is a gift to me for me to see more of myself. If I'm feeling abandonment, or if I'm feeling not enough, or any of those things because someone else is looking like that, that's how they're treating me, that is only me. Hello, that's only Zakiya abandoning herself, not seeing herself as enough, and, you know, all of it. So it's all about us. And, Denise, you talk all the time about us doing the work, you know, doing our journaling, writing it all out. Because if we want to change the picture outside, I got to change. I'm just going to say about me, I have to change the picture inside. I have to change my thoughts. I have to change what my heart is thinking and saying and how I am being before anything will show up differently in my outer experience. So I just got all of that from his message today. And I would just say, you know, I'm open and receptive to having you play it again, you know, when we know that the line is clear and we can really, really hear it powerfully. So that's all. I want to give somebody else a chance to come in. Blessings. I love you.
All right. Well, thank you. Those were some good. I wanted to reiterate those 10 rules just so you know. You can't give away what you don't have. If you don't have love, you can't give love. 2, he said, don't identify yourself with what you accomplish. So many of us identify ourselves as by what we accomplish. He said, that's not how you identify yourself. He said, as you think, so shall you be. What are you thinking about? What's that internal conversation for? He said, be open-minded, but attached to nothing. He said, change the way you look at things. 5, what is your perception? Change the way you look at it. 6, don't be boxed in a box. Don't let nobody box you in. Take the limits off the limited. Take the limits off the unlimited, I mean. 7, he said, there are no justify resistance. There's no reason to hold on and be resenting something or someone. And stop finding excuses. People go around looking for reasons and excuses. Stop looking and finding excuses, he said. I thought that was so good. Why are we always looking for excuses? And that's true. I love this, the story about walking down another street. Why did it take 4 times to fall in a hole before we decided that we were going to walk down another street? We find ourselves in the same situation over and over again. And it seems so simple when you hear it from a story, but you think about your life. How many times did you find yourself in the same situation over and over and over again? And last but not least, don't die with your music still inside of you. That's the message for today. All right, that's our message. Don't die with your song still inside of you. How many of us are afraid to let our light shine? How many of us are afraid to allow the blessing of who we came to the planet to be? Let your light shine today. What does that really mean? What is your music? Is it a song that you didn't write? Is it a book you didn't ever share and write? I have a friend who wrote several books and not published one. How are you going to write these poems and these books and never share it with the world? Is it a painting that never got painted? Is it something you wanted to always do and never did? Today, do not die with your music inside of you. All right, that's my song today. I'm going to give you one more chance. Any questions, comments, or concerns? If not, as we move through this day, I want you to remember that you've been planted here for a purpose. And with that purpose, it was meant to share. Because that purpose is a gift. The giving is a gift. And a gift is only a gift when we share it. So don't forget to share your gift today. Don't forget that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love is a choice. Remember to dream and live your God-sized dream. Have fun doing it. All right, I'm going to play this song by one of the beautiful ladies who come to our line sometimes, Lila James, Set Me Free, just to show some love. I love you all. Have a great day. Go forth and be prosperous. And know that you are loved.
Let me free.
That was Lila James. And I wanted to make sure that we give out some love. Set me free. That was Set Me Free. But, you know, only real person who can set you free is you. If you love you, set you free. Set you free from all the things that's holding you back, from the things that's keeping you from the higher presence of you. Set yourself free today by shifting and changing your thoughts. Have a great day and know that you are loved. I love you. See you in the morning. Love Journey, Inc.